The following channeled message is brought to you by the Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation. The Foundation's mission is to awaken humankind to the wonders of divine love and to be channels of love, peace, and healing for our planet. Now, another celestial message.
May the blessings of the Father's love continue to flow upon you, my beloved brothers and sisters. I come once again, your brother and your friend Jesus. I am here to be with you in prayer and to finish this chapter of our conversations together. Though this will not be the end of our communications, it is the end of a group of communications which was my intention to give to the world. And now it is time to bring these communications together and to publish them so that it may be available to those who wish to read the words which I've spoken through this instrument. And I would urge you to read and contemplate and pray. This small book is not a novel. It is a group of teachings which have a rhythm and a reason to it. And I would urge all who are interested to take their time to absorb what is written and what has been spoken. And I would also urge you not to jump to conclusions when reading certain passages, but to think of the entirety of the flow of truth that has come. And when there are sections or phrases which are confusing and do not fit into your understanding, to bring these things to prayer, to ask that God will clarify for you the meaning. And indeed, God will utilize the capacities of your soul to bring forth clarity in your mind. So much rests upon your application of these truths. We have not set forth a multiplicity of edicts and rules and strictures to live by. Rather, we have given you the simple truth, the power of God's love, to change the soul and thereby change the individual. And in this transformative process, new insights and truths will come to that individual through their relationship with their Creator. God will bring to you all that you require to know yourself, to know the world, to be a part of this world as a light, to walk in this world in harmony and in truth. Is this not what every soul aspires to that has a spiritual inclination and desire? Is this not what God requires of us? To be a living example of the truth of love, the truth of light, the truth of compassion and joy, to be awakened in the light and knowing of a deep and abiding relationship with God that brings the highest form of love, the most powerful gift and blessing to the soul. And so we encourage you with every page, every word that is spoken, to seek God, to be in harmony with God's laws, to be a true channel of love in the world. For how else will all the weariness and ills of this world be rectified but with the power of love? And all the blindness that humanity has within it, this incapacity to look beyond the obvious and the material to something more subtle, yet more fulfilling and powerful, that of the truth of God's creation. Each and every soul has this capacity to know God, to know God's creation, to know their own selves in a deeper way. And yet humanity continues to busy themselves with all the material distractions and conditions of the world, thinking this is the purpose and meaning of life. And yet, as we have spoken of, life will change dramatically within many of your lives upon it. Life will change to a degree that you will be incapable of ignoring these deeper aspects of yourself, the deeper aspects of life. For you will be compelled, and you will cry out to God for His intervention and blessings upon you. God will always find a way to bring harmony and solutions to His creation. This is a part of His laws and the deep machinery of His workings and creations in the universe. It all must come to harmony. All must come into synchronicity with His laws and with the workings of the universe. And that which does not fit with this flow and expression of His working laws will be transformed, healed, come into harmony in some way. And so humanity sits upon the brink of great change, change that will bring harmony, change that will bring greater joy for humanity and greater light. It is for each individual to put aside their biases and their desires, to seek that which is not in harmony with God, and which is in harmony with the will and mindful nature of man. There is little that humanity has to offer to itself that will bring them into harmony with God. There are certainly inclinations and capacities within the minds and souls of the individual to recognize what is indeed in harmony. But few are able to access and attune themselves to these parts and abilities and faculties within that are of a spiritual nature. So you must struggle, beloved and beautiful children of earth. You must struggle to find your way to these places of knowing, of truth, of enlightenment. This has been your choice, all of our choices, from the beginning of time. For we made that choice to work towards whatever goals we may place before ourselves. And in this way, we have put God as a force that is in the background of our lives, rather than the foreground. And for many of us who have lived upon the earth plane, great struggles have ensued, great pain, great confusion and darkness. For some who have come to the light, they have been instruments for light. They have taught and brought others towards light. I was a teacher when I walked the earth. God guided me, and God showed me the way to teach all that is in harmony with light, with love, with God's laws of the universe. And so I taught others and was a channel for God and His truth and love. And now I beseech all of you who are listening to my words and have found upliftment and hope in that which I have spoken and wish to share to each of you, that you may come to God to garner all truth and love from the source that is all truth and love. That you too may walk the earth as a channel, a witness, an expression, and an example of the truth of God's love, of the power of His great blessings upon each individual, provided they are open and willing to receive. This truth, this simple truth, must be given to all of humanity, if indeed humanity is to change and grow and be healed. For every soul carries a burden. Every soul is deserving of God's compassion and love and forgiveness. Every soul has great capacities and gifts that may be expressed and unfold in their lives, provided they have made those efforts and prayers to release and be cleansed of these conditions that are not in harmony with God's laws. I have set forth a great challenge to humanity. I have asked that you may consider the truths that I have spoken, that you may bring these truths into your heart and into your soul, that you may not allow your mind to obstruct this process of true growth and awakening. I've asked you to have faith in God and to have faith in yourselves. For each of you carries a light as well as darkness. And it is a choice for the individual to choose light, to not embrace the darkness as if it was a gift from God, for it is not. The darkness is a gift that man has given himself through his actions, through the great many, many generations of humanity's existence upon this earth. This darkness has built and is a powerful agent that influences every individual upon this world. It is time to neutralize the darkness, to recognize that it is not meant to be and does not have its place in this world. But because God has given each individual free will, He will not intervene with the journey of man. Inasmuch as if He chooses darkness, so He will have darkness, and He will experience the disharmony, the pain, the struggles that darkness brings. It is not a punishment. It is the workings of the law. For what a man chooses, so he shall reap. And indeed, there is great ignorance in the world. Few have an inclination to study spiritual laws and soulful awareness, or to be with God at all. And even though they may not choose darkness overtly, they have chosen darkness by removing themselves from the opportunities to seek light. And yes, many individuals in your world have a personality and a nature that brings a certain amount of love and light into their lives. And this is to be commended. And indeed, it reflects the choice for light. But many individuals also are vulnerable to the forces of darkness, are vulnerable to the influence, the thoughts, the inclinations of dark forces in the world that bring fear and ignorance, strife and judgment from many. And this too reinforces the dark conditions of the world. It is time for each individual to look, to realize that there are great resources available to them to help foster light, to help nurture love, to help change their hearts and souls from that of the human condition and its wayward ways of being in the world to that of strength and firmly within light and love. If but a portion of humanity chose this overtly, consciously, and walked upon the world as a light, as a channel of love, and is firmly in relationship with their Creator, knowing from their soul's perspective that they are a child of God and seeking atonement with God, then how the world would change, how the conditions in this world would be influenced and neutralized by these individuals of light and love. And this is coming, beloved brothers and sisters. This influence, this choice, this overt decision and action towards light is coming. It is emerging in many individuals, though they may not see from their mind's perspective the simplicity and power of this choice, and may carry many ideas and interpretations of what this may be. Still, God is working through them. God is influencing them. God is bringing them to a place of connection and greater harmony and greater and deeper perceptions. It is our deep wish, those of us in the celestial kingdom, that they may come to the simple truth without adorning these truths with mindful concepts and fanciful interpretations of what this truth is. For the power in this truth is its simplicity. The power in love is the expression of love, and the knowing of God's love within the soul, that the soul may receive ever greater portions of this gift, that the soul in turn will be transformed by this blessing as each soul seeks it and receives it. And in the process of this awakening of the soul, so the truth will come to each individual through the soul, through the mind of the soul, and through the opening of the heart to all love. Indeed, the great temptation of those who have found light and spirituality is to put their personal mark by teaching others what that is. And I urge each individual who is drawn and called to be a channel of light in the world to allow each individual's soul to find their way to God and to nurture this journey in all the ways that you can, to be a channel of light and love, of healing, of peace, and of truth for every soul that you meet. Most powerful way to do this is to ask God to work through you, to put aside your egos, as you call it, to put aside your plans and your ambitions, and put in place of these things a desire and humility to be with God, to be in alignment with God. And in this way, You will be equipped as never before to do God's work, to know God's will, to be a channel of love in the world, to allow God to work through you each and every moment. And in many ways, God will do so without you even being aware. But that light that you carry, that truth that you carry within your souls, will bring you to great harmony and bring you to a place of great power and influence upon your brothers and sisters. Not because you are the most beautiful person in that room, that you have charisma, that you have all of the human traits that humanity finds attractive. These things are superficial. Rather, to be a channel of God is to be an individual who is truly themselves as God has created them and expresses themselves with a humility and grace that cannot be contrived but is a truly authentic and beautiful expression of themselves. There is nothing more attractive in an individual than those who are spiritually attuned, are humble in their demeanor, and in this way they draw souls to them. It is the souls of the individuals, not the mind, that is drawn. And that yearning comes forth because the soul recognizes that what that individual carries is what they too wish to have. And for those who are indeed God's instruments, it is a great challenge to put aside your need for approval, for love, for those things that bring comfort and recognition to yourself. For it is God's love and your relationship with God that will be your strength and ally and guide as an instrument of God. And the admiration of others, though brings some measure of pleasure, is not required. It is that you may stand up with the truth and speak it as clearly and simply as you can, that as you stand forth amongst your brothers and sisters, you will know that God's presence is with you, that the presence of the angels are with you, that all are together in this great flow of light and truth and love for humanity. It is not that you are better or greater than another soul. It is that you have come to recognize through God's blessings and guidance, a truth, a powerful truth, that your souls are compelled to share and to give to your brothers and sisters. When you see all as truly brothers and sisters, all awakening, all upon that individual journey towards God, and that you have a deep insight and recognition of each individual's struggles and journeys, and that you see within yourself, you too, have struggled and have come a ways upon the path of truth. What more can you feel but love and compassion, love and joy, love and embracing your brother and your sister in the world? Many of you have been deeply blessed, and many of you will continue to be deeply blessed. And many are coming who seek these blessings. I beseech those children who wish to follow the path of God's love, the divine love, and who wish to be a speaker and teacher of these things, an expression and channel for these things, to have humility, to walk in grace, to be simple in your actions, to listen and hear God's guidance and God's will in your life. In this way, all will be in harmony. There will be no conflicts. And those who will resist you and who rail against you because they do not believe that you are who you say you are, or that what you say is of truth, do not engage in this negativity, in this rejection, but have compassion. Be strong in your truth. Be strongly walking with God, so that you may be in a light that is so bright and impenetrable that the darkness cannot succeed in putting out your light, nor even having one jot of influence upon you. The power of a channel of love and light in the world is that God directs these gifts and blessings through you out to others. It is not for you to seek acceptance and recognition, or to receive anything in return. For a clear channel is merely a conduit, a channel for God from which he may work and utilize for the benefit of humanity. As the soul is more in harmony and attuned to God, so the mind has little to do with these efforts. Rather, it is purely of soul. And when I walk the earth, this is how I walk the earth. In the days of my ministry, I gave up myself to God. I allowed God to work through me. And God guided me each and every day. And yes, I encountered challenges. Yes, there were times of deep rejection. But there are also days of miracles and blessings and light and joy, which no one could have imagined, including myself. The humility of the soul is what is needed to be a channel for God, an acceptance that wherever one may go, it will be guided and directed by God, that God's work may be done through each of us. For with many who are attuned in this way, so the darkness will be fought back and dissolved. and diminished from this earth. Light and truth will reign supreme. Love will be the currency of your world. Harmony and all things that bring harmony will be a part of your world. This is God's great intention for this world. And God wishes to enlist every individual soul who is willing to work with him in this way. That rather than yell forth the words of truth, admonishing his brothers and sisters, telling them to repent, forcing them into strictures and ideas that are not truly of God. No, this is not the way of reform and of healing. Rather, it is the gentle love, the embrace, the words of kindness, saying, I love you. You are my brother. You are my sister. And God loves you. God loves you without end. And that you may be a part of this beautiful love and light by merely asking, by merely going within and receiving through prayer this great gift from God. How simple are the solutions to many dilemmas, but how humanity must complicate and resist and make fresh errors and perpetrate great ignorance in order to ensure the darkness will prevail upon your world. It is time to stop this perpetration of great pain and darkness. It is time to surge ahead into light. And it is time to carry your brothers and sisters into light. I urge you to dedicate your lives to light, to truth, to love. In this way, you will find great replenishment, joy, accomplishment in your lives, your instrumentalities for God. God has placed all that you require in order to do so. God has given you great strengths, great abilities, great insights, great gifts, which may be utilized for the benefit of all humanity. Walk in the grace of God, beloved brothers and sisters. Know that we walk with you. The angels of heaven are with you and shall always be so. May you find your way. May humanity find its way out of these great dilemmas. And may humanity find its way into itself, those places that are waiting to be discovered, are waiting to be blessed and healed, are waiting to be awakened and come to life, a new life. For God's love brings new life to every soul as it enters therein in humble prayer, beseeching God to send his essence into your soul. I thank you for all of your time and patience, your dedication, in reading this series of talks, listening to my words as I speak them. All that you may do to absorb what I have given in the time that I have designated to do so. And there will be some time in the future where I will continue to speak. But I feel it is important that you take time to review, to pray, to contemplate, and absorb that which I have spoken thus far. Yes, there are more truths that may come. But unless you have grown strong enough within your soul to absorb further truth, then we must wait for that time. And as I've said, God will feed you truth through your soul. This is the most powerful truth that you may receive. And it is an expression of God's great love for you. My hope is that in the words that I have spoken, that it may ignite a deeper relationship between yourself and God, so that you may receive these truths in this unspoken but complete way that God has to reach your soul and feed your soul. May God bless you, and I thank you all. My love is with you. As you read these words that I have spoken, know that an angel will be with you to assist you to understand, and that God has a great plan to awaken humanity. And this small part is one aspect of that plan. May God bless you, beloved souls. I am Jesus, Master of the Celestial Heavens, and I am with you upon your journey to truth, light, and love. God bless you and keep you in light. My love is with you.
This has been a Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation channeled message presentation. For more Divine Love messages, visit DivineLoveSanctuary.com.